we condemn and categorically reject their arrogant allegations as a great political provocation for despicable purposes. The United States is an immoral criminal state and a rogue state battened on endless aggression and plunder ever since its foundation. American ancestors waged as many as 8,900 hunting wars to exterminate Native Americans numbered by 10 million. They also abducted and trafficked 20 million black Africans and used them as slaves. It would be countless to mention about the sinful cases of abduction. The United States has completely lost even its elementary moral qualifications to talk about human rights. As attested by history, Japan is the war criminal state on worst record, which includes forcefully drafting more than 8.4 million Koreans and forcing 200,000 Korean women into sexual slaves for Imperial Japanese Army, which most of their whereabouts are unknown. We strongly urge Japan to take concrete measures to hold state responsibility through poignant remorse, sincere apology, and legal reparations for heinous crimes against humanity, rather than touting so-called abduction issue that it had already been settled irreversibly and completely through our sincerity and efforts. Japan is committing crimes against humanity by ongoing discharging the nuclear contaminated water into the ocean in disregard of the strong protests and warnings of at home and abroad. As global mass media revealed 10 years ago, so-called North Korean defector named Shin's confession that his story presented to the COI was totally untrue, shocked the entire international community. It became clear that the resolution based on the COI reports and his false testimony was none other than the product of political plot and thus is not worth consideration. Nevertheless, hostile forces are ever more fanatical about anti-DPRK racket, relying on fabricated documents and testimonies. We strongly condemn the inhumane atrocities committed by the IRA in mass kidnapping innocent female citizens of the DPRK in daylight abroad, and strongly urge ROK that the victims are immediately returned to the arms of their loving families. Thank you.
Dear colleagues, the technicians in charge of this meeting are announcing that they are leaving, but we will probably accommodate the last right of reply to Venezuela and then